I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear. Your spirit is on my case. And I'm thrilled that you're doing something in me. I don't want to leave here the way I came in. Hallelujah. Amen. So the beginning of this word in John chapter 14 said, don't worry or surrender to your fear. For you've believed in God, now trust and believe in me also. So the Lord Jesus now is educating the disciples. He's bringing them comfort, but he's also trying to wake them up. Okay? He says, my Father's house had many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would tell you plainly, because I go to prepare a place for you. And when everything is ready, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. And you already know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Master, we don't know where you're going, so how could we know the way there? Jesus explained, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. Now that word union with me is the word through faith in me. So union and harmony and faith are actually a term to see unity, harmony, relationship, being touched like you experienced a few minutes ago. To know me is to know my Father too. And from now on, you will realize that you have seen him and experienced him. Now, with Sharon, I never met Kenneth. I never met Donna. She was a registered nurse that worked at Wing Memorial. So she may have interconnected with me at some point, because her face was very familiar when I saw her pictures. So I said, Lord, you know, this is an odd space, because again, normally I'm working with people that I have connection with, I have a relationship with, and so on. But the Lord didn't allow that. So Philip speaks up and says, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be all that we need. Why? Because Philip is in the natural realm, and he wants a natural connection so that he'll comprehend with his eyes, with his ears. And the Holy Spirit is saying, through Jesus, go a little higher. Okay? So Jesus replied, Philip, I've been with you all this time, and you still don't know who. Now, if you stop there and you put a circle around I am, you'll remember that when Moses was on the mountain, he wanted to know who the bush was. And the bush spoke. And he said, I am that I am. So you don't think for 1 minute that Philip didn't know that word, because he was a good Jew. And they had to know what happened. Okay? So here's a clue that a lot of people just work through, don't even realize it. But it's a revelation of who Jesus is. How could you ask me to show you the Father? For anyone who has looked at me, looked meaning see, has seen the Father. So I stopped there and I said, anybody who's seen Sharon and her sister Lori have seen Kenneth and Donna. So that was the message. Don't you believe that the Father is living in me and that I am living in the Father? Now, when you relate it in that way, he's trying desperately to say, you don't know who I am yet, but you're going to learn. I'm not giving in. I am going to let you know the Father and I are one. Even my words are not my own, but come from my Father. For he lives in me and performs his miracles of power through me. Believe that I live as one with my Father, and that my Father lives as one with me. Now, that's a passionate way of connecting you and your family. So your background, yeah, your background is connected. Your parents are connected to you, and you're connected to your children. Or at least believe because of the mighty miracles I have done. I tell you this timeless truth. I like the word timeless there. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name or nature. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. Jesus prophesies about the Holy Spirit. So loving me empowers you to obey my commands. Loving Jesus empowers you and I to obey his commands. Is love a choice or is it a feeling? It's a choice. And I will ask the Father and he will give you another Savior. See, again, the footnote. The Greek word used here is parakletos, a technical word that could be translated defense attorney. I remember when there was an individual that I got to know quite well who had no finances and was having to go to the court. I said, well, you take your attorney with you. I don't have an attorney. I said, yes, you do. So, I use this verse. Your attorney's inside. His spirit is your attorney. It means one called to stand next to you as a helper. Various translations have rendered this counselor, comforter, advocate, encourager, intercessor, or helper. However, none of these words alone are adequate and fall short in explaining the full meaning. The translation has chosen the word Savior, for it depicts the role of the Holy Spirit to protect and defend and save us from ourselves, our enemies, and keep us whole and healed. He is the one who qualifies and defends, comforts and consoles. Keep in mind that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, our Savior. The Aramaic word is paragleta, which is taken from the two root words prag, to end, finish, or to save, which means the curse. What a beautiful picture. Holy Spirit comes to end the work of the curse or of sin in our lives and to save us from every effect. Parakleta means a redeemer who ends the curse. Is it any clearer? The end of the curse came when he sent his Spirit. That's Pentecost. So again, I didn't go into these details. I just walked through it. And Holy Spirit kept his word. Because again, I was asked to keep it short. So I did, to the best of my ability. So, you see, Holy Spirit of truth. So let's back that up now. Verse 15 again. Loving me empowers you to obey my commands. I will ask the Father and he will give you another Savior. The Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me. He will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you know him intimately because he remains with you and will live inside of you. I promise that I will never leave you helpless or abandon you as orphans. I will come back to you soon. I will leave this world and they will see me no longer. But you will see me because I will live again and you will come alive too. So when that day comes, you will know that I am living in the Father and that you are one with me and I will be living in you. So the coordinates, the harmony is very well explained. Those who truly love me are those who obey my commands. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father. I will passionately love him in return and will reveal myself to him. Then one of the disciples named Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, Lord, why is it you will only reveal your identity to us and not to everyone? Jesus replied, loving me empowers you to obey my word. Did you hear that? Loving Jesus empowers us to obey his word. You can take that one to the bank. And my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make our dwelling place, tabernacles. So you see, this represents the inner court, the place where the high priest would meet once a year. And they built these tabernacles all over Jerusalem and all over the areas of Israel. Year after year after year. And then religion canceled it. That's not pretty, in my book. But when religion wipes away the future identity of the harmony between the created and the creator, that's not pretty. They went by the traditions of men and created what they were finding comfortable at the time. 24. But those who don't love me will not obey my word. The Father did not send me to speak my own revelation, but the words of my Father. I am telling you this while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free. Ah. So who sets us free? Not you. Holy Spirit sets you free. See, there are times that you need to really trust his ability to work on you instead of you and me trying to perfect ourselves. When we're trying to perfect ourselves, what are we doing? You're in works. You're not resting. When you're resting, you're giving him an opportunity to touch you. Now I'm going to ask it again. Did you feel his presence when Ruth was singing?
Yes.
Yeah. What were you doing? How much work was it? If you catch on to that truth, this will come alive. When the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I've told you. That hurts the soul because the soul wants to control. I didn't write the book. But you need to rest. I don't know how else to say it. You need to rest. You need to be able to say, I'm going to get this. I'm going to let him perform in me what I need. It was 2:30, roughly 3 o'clock in the morning when he gave me this message for Sharon and her family. It did what it was supposed to do yesterday. Now, if I would have started to search my mind and all my books, because I got plenty of books, to find a message, which is what they teach you when you go to seminary. Those are early cemeteries. And I'm not making my progress here. I am not against seminaries. But they produce cemeteries. It's dead works. It's coming out of the flesh. It's coming out of traditions of men. And it makes headlines. Did you see the paper this morning? Front page. I believe it's Episcopal Church of some form, which is probably New Age. I won't guarantee it, but they're all excited because they welcome everybody. You see? And underneath that is that little flag that we've seen perverted. What do we do with that? Love them where they're at. God can still visit them. But the bottom line is, they have compromised the word of the Lord. And that's not a good thing. I'm not saying God can't heal them. And I'm not saying God can't visit them. I am saying, however, that it's front page. I leave the gift of peace with you. My peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your heart. Instead, be encouraged. Remember what I've told you, that I must go away, but I promise to come back to you. So if you truly love me, you will be glad for me, since I'm returning to my Father, who is greater than I. So when all of these things happen, you will still trust and cling to me. I won't speak with you much longer, for the ruler of this dark world is coming, but he has no power over me, for he has nothing to use against me. I am doing exactly what the Father destined for me to accomplish, so that the world will discover how much I love my Father. Now, come with me. And he takes them on the next journey. So if you could, you just close your Bible and put one hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I'm trusting that as I learn to rest,
your Holy Spirit
can do such an awesome work in me.
Awesome.
And I can retire from my works.
And
really enjoy
what
your Spirit can download,
without
any effort on my part.
But trusting and resting
is your direction to me.
Confirm it to me.
Show me when and how.
I'm willing to receive
clear instructions
for your glory.
Father, as their hands are over their hearts, let the adjustments be made, because your word says when we lay hands, you would do the healing. So whatever healing is needed in every heart that's here and those who listen to this message, let it be manifested that your Spirit is with them and transforming the mindsets of works to rest in Jesus' name. Do I get an amen?
Amen.